The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. How about that? Just checking the trail cameras here, folks, while we were on break. I've got two locations, deer trails, in and out of our little finger of woods. And we are finding some bucks are starting to move. We hadn't seen a buck on the trail camera for almost a month and a half. And, early this morning, they've been moving here at 4 a.m. There's a couple nice ones out there, and since Chris and I are, we've burned our baby tag, we'll call it that way, since we both killed four-pointers, we are under the antler restrictions now, you know, so we have to take an antler deer, it has to be three one-inch antlers on one side to be a legal buck here in Maryland, and so firearm season's looking good, bow season's looking good. And late muzzleloader season is looking good. And if you buy a bonus tag, of course, you can take a total of three deer on your license. Now, we've already come through the early muzzleloader season. You're only allowed to take one buck with your muzzleloader tag. But if you have the bonus tag, you can take another one in the late muzzleloader season. So, you get up to date on the rules. And I'm really happy with what I'm seeing on the camera here this morning for the first time. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
How you raise your kids to, hunting and fishing, and you think as you get older they would take care of the old man, but
yeah.
I found out differently. Early muzzleloader, my daughter has a nice, it's a big, tall, beautiful 6-point buck, and every year she gets a nice deer out of her quote her stand, and
yeah, of course, her stand.
Yeah, so she let it walk, and then Friday she let it walk, and here's Saturday, and we were talking about it. And I said, "Well, that's a nice tail, and I thought that I was waiting to hear it come out of her mouth. Well, Dad, why don't you sit in my stand Saturday evening?"
Uh huh. Sure.
Did I hear that? No, Alan, it went to, here, Eddie, why don't you sit in my stand? her brother, Alan.
Oh, man, she likes you.
Alan, what's wrong with this story? I don't know where to go.
So, I get you.
I've been showing the love all their life.
Uh-huh.
Food and shelter. And,
sure.
And I get the short end of the stick.
Oh, man, that's just no good at all.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
It is wrong. I think you're right.
Yeah. I think an eviction is in order.
Yeah, it's time to find a place to live on your own. You're right. Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Go find your own tree stand.
That's right.
It's over, Alan. what comes around goes around. Eddie sat in the stand. He didn't even see the deer. So,
Well, good. See, that serves you right. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, up to the next. What do you think of the what's going to happen next year with low Young of the Year index and. I was running it through my mind, I have not been catching a lot of undersized rockfish, you know, the little 12, 13-inch stuff. And we have not been seeing any birds working anywhere. This time of year, there's usually birds all over the Patapsco.
That's right. That's right.
Allen, we're not seeing anything.
There was an article, you can read it, WBOC put out an article yesterday, and it brings out the striped bass restrictions, more striped bass restrictions possible for the Chesapeake Bay. Apparently the, what do they call them, the Marine Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission had a meeting.
Yeah, they
had a meeting to review the recent studies that suggests the Chesapeake Bay striped bass populations continue to struggle. So I think we're going to see some more cutbacks, to be honest with you. So,
yeah.
But is what it is, buddy.
Yeah, it is. I think we might be headed to a moratorium here in the near future.
Very possible.
The recovery in 85, when that happened, recovery was almost immediate. So,
yep.
Either that or even further restrictions. I know my commercials getting cut back probably 14% for 2025, which is fine. I don't use it to make a living with it. So
right.
It just puts gas in the truck and the boat. But
yep.
It's interesting to see. One thing, Alan, I don't know, what are the size limits for other states? Like Virginia, I know they've got a commercial fishery.
Yeah.
And
that I can't answer that. You know, I really can't.
Interesting to know. In Maryland, we're protecting.
We're protecting the estuary. We're protecting the broodstock, yeah.
Yeah. But is this going on further, Virginia, New York, Massachusetts? I always hear about these big fish being caught off the coast. And I don't follow any Facebook or anything.
No, I'll see what I can find out about what's going on in other states. But
that always concerns me. I know that we protect the big girls. But, the other states doing that. I don't know, Alan.
Well, Atlantic States Marine Fishery, I mean, that's all the way across, that's way all across 13 different states, so.
That's the whole East Coast, yes, but.
I sent that to you, I sent that link to you, you can check it out on there and see if there's anything interesting. I didn't glean a lot from it. It's like, yeah, they met, what are they going to do? There's nothing decided, of course, yet, so. Okay?
One other thing quick, have you heard from Fran lately?
I have not, and you're the second person this week that's asked me that. We haven't heard from Fran or her relatives, and I've called a couple times. I keep checking on the paper, and we don't know.
Okay, well, Alan, you have a good one, and all the listeners, you all take care.
All right, thanks, Lee. Appreciate your input. Have a good day. Yep.
You too, Alan.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Jim. Morning, Jim. How are things near Solomon's Island this morning?
Good, Mr. Allen. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. I have a question for you. This time of year, if I'm not mistaken, don't the rockfish up north above the bridge usually start to migrate down the bay?
Yes, pretty soon.
Okay.
But we also have another influx of Atlantic runfish, so it's kind of a... it's kind of a mixing pot, to be honest with you, and that's why you see the birds. You see the birds on the schools of the smaller rockfish, because the rockfish are chopping up the bait fish, and the birds are over those big schools up near the surface, picking out the chunks of alewife and bait fish that the rockfish have chewed up.
Right.
That's why it's such an exciting time of year. When you go out there and fish on them, they're near the surface and the bigger ones are underneath. So if you throw a light bucktail or something out there and, drop drops in the water column 3-4 feet, you're going to get a smaller fish, but throw a little heavier bucktail out there and it makes it through that smaller water column, then the bigger fish are on the bottom, and you'll hook up with a little bigger fish, usually right. The way it works. So,
yeah.
But we're not seeing that. That's what Lee was just saying. We're not seeing that. So, yes.
That was my question. I was wondering if the migrate has started south on the fish, because the last couple of years, from about this time forward up till like the middle of November, down on the Patuxent, I would see party boats out here fishing.
And right.
There's absolutely no party boats. So I called Bunkies down on the island. They said, we're done fishing for the year. We're not even running any charters.
Interesting.
And I've been out trolling, and all I'm seeing is big balls of bait fish, and I'm not seeing any sign of any rockfish at all.
Wow. Maybe we're done with rockfish in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm confused because I wasn't sure if the migrant has already started south, or maybe have you heard something?
No, I haven't. And I mean, Lee's got his finger on it. He would know. So,
okay.
Yep. All right. We'll keep up on it though.
All right. Well, I appreciate the info. Have a nice day.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah, it is alarming out there, folks, to hear what folks are having to say and hearing, these kind of reports. So, a 2 when the yearly average is supposed to be 11, and we're 6 years into the Young of the Year surveys where we've got, under that benchmark of 11, whatever that number means. So it's not boding well for striped bass in Chesapeake Bay. It really isn't. On the other hand, there are positive things happening. Influx of red drum, big bluefish are coming back, spotted trout, I'm seeing those coming back, weak fish as well. So, we're in kind of a transition thing, and I guess we'll know when the big croakers start showing up again that we're back to that spot again, but the rockfish are slowly fading, and other species are slowly coming back on. I mean, cobia coming back in the bay, that type of thing. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's climate change. No, it's global warming. No, it's something else. It's normal. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's take our first break of the day. Any callers on the line there, Aaron, right now? Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia, then we'll take our first break. Good morning, Chris. How are you? Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alan, no problem, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
You were talking about checking your trail cameras.
Yeah.
I don't have the ability to sit in my cabin and check. I don't have that good of a cell signal up here, but I've been checking my cameras and still not getting any. I had one buck the other day, and
but we had five different bucks last night on two locations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first time. Oh, my gosh. I got a picture of a bear yesterday. They're hunting up in Western Maryland. I know the people that are hunting it, and the bear's showing up at night. If this bear is harvested today, the last day, it is going to be one of the biggest bears I've ever seen. This is...
Really?
This bear is so big that his legs look short.
I had one like that on one of my cameras.
I mean, he's roly-poly. He's almost almost unbelievable,
Yeah.
So,
I'm getting several bear, and it's good. I don't know if it's good or bad. It's close proximity to my... I mean, the one picture was 0.2 miles from my cabin.
Right.
But luckily it's a night picture.
Yeah, but this is too. So.
Yeah.
Yep. How about that? That's amazing.
Indeed.
Yep. So
I won't keep it long, but I did want to say one thing. I've always heard you talking about the bay and the rockfish, the influx of the catfish. Blue cat, I guess?
Yes.
Do you think that's having... I'm sure that's got to have a detrimental effect on the...
Oh, there's no question. There's no question.
Yeah.
No question at all. So, yep. It's
Well, listen, Alan, you have a great weekend, and
all right.
Happy Halloween, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. You too. Good luck out there. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Buddy. I'm going to say hi to Teddy.
Hi, Teddy.
One, buddy.
Thanks, Chris, for checking in. Good luck on the bear.
Yeah, buddy. Bye.
See ya. There we go. All right. Let's see. Backyard Billies. Why do we talk about Backyard Billies so much? Well, we like them, and they love the show. They're good sponsors, and you folks respond well, which is great. Our listeners really like to go there for anything and everything. They've got sheds. They've got greenhouses. They've got dog kennels. They've got chicken coops. They've got those fabulous gym sets for the kids. I mean, if take a look at this. And all that big stuff, the pergolas and the gazebos and that kind of stuff, free delivery within 60 miles and set up, free delivery and set up to the Delaware and Maryland beaches. Now, you know, it's on their schedule, but, you know, if you can schedule something with them, they'll be glad to take one of those big items right to you and right to your spot and set it up for you. That's the cool thing. Then there's all the other stuff, the tables and chairs, the Adirondack chairs and all that stuff. But we talk about heat this time of year. We talk about all the stoves and the pellet stoves and the wood stoves and the pellet inserts and the wood inserts and the gas inserts and the electric inserts. Why do we talk about it? Because it's getting cold. So you better act. And I don't mean that as a threat. I mean that as a suggestion. It's going to get cold. They're going to get busy. And, you know, if you want to take advantage of supplemental heat sources or get that old empty fireplace filled up with a beautiful, you know, insert, now's the time to act. Backyard Billies. They're located right off of Route 50, Drummer Drive. The exit coming from the bridge is 44B Evans Avenue. Evans Avenue runs between 50 and 18, so if you're coming up from the lower shore, just take, you know, 18 through Graysonville, turn right on Evans, left on Drummer. Get off the exit 44B, Evans Avenue, take the right off the exit, right on Drummer, and you're right there. There you go. Backyard Billies. Or you give them a call, make an appointment, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com is the website. Hearth America has the Facebook page. They're open 7 days a week. You know what? If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners.
Mil-spec Brayon truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Mil-spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-spec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. And bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. If it's a bunch of clowns you voted in, election day is coming round again. If you don't like it now, if it's more than you'll allow, if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start the show again. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
All right, enough of Willie. I think we got the point, didn't we, Aaron? All right, time for the drawing, ladies and gentlemen. Our last caller was already in, and so we've got the sheet from Aaron, and I talked to Robin a minute ago. She was awake, and I told her how many callers we had in the contest. It turns out that the total for email and phone callers is 51. She already did the routine with the generator. And the winner is number 13, who happens to be, let me run down the list here, Christina Koch. Christina Koch. Congratulations, Christina. We'll be in touch, find out where you live, and we'll deliver your muzzleloader next week, if you're available, to your place. And that's how it works. We'll get to meet you and drop your muzzleloader off. Congratulations, Christina. Thank you, everybody, for entering. Here's the announcement. Everybody that entered today, that called in today and emailed today for the October contest will be included in the November contest. And here's the second announcement. We have the availability of a beautiful CVA Wolf muzzle loader, and we're going to make that a youth entry contest. So here's what I'd like you to do for the next few weeks till the end of November is either email Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com the name of a youngster, or when you call, you can enter yourself and enter the name of a youngster. So you can get two entries One for you, one for the youngster that you nominate, whether it's a son, a grandson, a niece, a nephew, a neighbor's kid, whatever it might be. We're going to open up the November contest for two muzzleloaders. The CVA Optima is for the adult, and the Wolf is for the youth contest. And whoever wins, we'll have two separate winners. We won't have, you know, you won't win both. We'll have two separate winners, but the youth contest will be separate from the adult contest. That would make a great Christmas present for the young hunter in your family. We're going to restrict that to youngsters under 16 years of age, youth hunters, and you can actually get that Wolf ready. When we give it away at the end of November, you can get it ready for the late muzzleloader season after Christmas. How about that? So, or, you know, after the regular firearm season. So that would be a great, great addition to your family. And we can start doing that next week. How's that sound, Aaron? You got me? Two sheets, adults and youth. Got it?
We're all ready.
Good, 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 good. Glad to hear that. And then the folks that emailed today, and there were a handful of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, emailed. You are also going to be included in the November contest, as are the last entries today as well. So we'll make it. We're going to make it fun, right?
Oh yeah.
That's the idea. So, all right. So we'll get in touch with Christina, unless she wants to call. The number is 410 WCBM 680, and that says. A lot about that. Aaron, you want to start taking names for November right now? Already ready. So the next caller is in the muzzleloader contest for November, and that would be Chris in Stevenson. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. I have a little story I'd like to tell you. I think you'd be interested in hearing. I'm a grain farmer.
Okay.
I was talking to a man. He's passed, since passed, but
right.
He's been a native of Canada all his life.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about the deer. He was telling me about how the deer mess his garden up, and I was telling him about in certain areas how the deer do damage to the crops and everything.
In certain areas. Yep, you're right.
In certain areas, it's more pressure than others. Some
right.
They eat the whole turn row up. But anyway, I told him, I said, how do you think these deer, where do you think they swam from? I said, they can hardly swim across the bay or Chester River or Hog Bay or Eastern Bay. And he kind of laughed and he said, I was a witness to the beginning of these deer on Kent Island. I said, what do you mean? He said, back in the day, he said, I was crabbing and doing good. And he said, I always like to take a little afternoon nap. And when I got in from crabbing, and his wife was on him about taking the trash to the dump. And back then, you know, it wasn't no containers.
Right.
It was just a dirt path. You went in there and dumped whatever you want, and you come out of there. It wasn't gated or anything.
Right.
And he was telling me that he said, well, I'm going to take this trash in the morning. And he was crabbing at night then, and wasn't any restrictions on the
right.
time of crabbing or anything then. This was like 2 o'clock or 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. He rolls into the Bat's Neck dump on Bat's Neck Road.
Okay.
He pulls in there and he throws his lights around to where he's supposed to go, and he noticed a livestock trailer there.
Uh huh.
Big livestock trailer. And he said, he could see little animals jumping out of the livestock trailer. He said first he thought they were goats, and then he says as I got going closer, the last one had come out. I could tell it was a deer. And he said, he pulled on in there and turned his lights in the back of the livestock trailer. He said it was three of them laying there dead. And he said, he tried to ask the driver or anything. The driver didn't even want to look at him, didn't even want to talk to him.
Right.
He said the tag on the trailer was from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he said, that's how the deer got started on Canal.
That
trailer loaded deer.
That's a good story. Okay, that's a good story. And that's his story, and I'm not going to say I disbelieve it because, you know, people trap and transport deer, but if you trap and transport deer, like that guy found out, You know, was it wildlife officials? Who knows? It's got a Pennsylvania license on it. It might have been a guy that had a deer farm and loaded up his deer and dropped them off. Okay, they have deer farms in Pennsylvania where they collect the urine and the scents and things like that and sell it, you know, to hunters for scents and things like that. But if you trap and transport deer, you're going to kill a certain percentage of them, no question. They cannot take it. Here's a story I heard, and backed up by the person, you know, I trusted the person who told the story. They hunted, these people hunted in Kent County their entire lives. The story is told that there was a fella plowing a field in Kent County, African-American fella, and he looked out in the Chesapeake Bay, and it wasn't far. Kent County is not that far from Aberdeen. Now, they did transport deer into Aberdeen from the Midwest back in the day. They transplanted deer into Aberdeen Proving Grounds from some of the Midwestern states, which are big deer, big-bodied deer. This buck was swimming across the bay, jumped up on the shoreline in Kent County, shook himself off, and went on into the woods. And that was apparently 1949, 48, 47, somewhere back in there, the first white-tailed deer ever witnessed on Maryland's eastern shore. That's the background story that I have heard on the wild deer, you know, coming to the shore. Now, this trap and transport thing, very possible. Don't know how they all got here, but there's plenty of them, isn't there?
Well, I think the state had something to do with it. I asked him what year was this. He said it was either 65 or 66.
Okay. Yeah.
This happened.
Sure.
I've lived on Kent Island all my life. I had never seen a deer on Kent Island until about 1969. I was riding my dirt bike. I was just about 10 years old.
Right.
And I saw a deer out in the middle of the field. And
right.
I couldn't believe it. I said, what is that? So I think the man has never told a lie in his life the years I've known him. And I tell you, what he told me, I'd be willing to say that is fact.
Okay.
That happened.
All right. Well, there are people that swear that insurance companies brought in coyotes to Maryland to cut down on the deer population because of so many automobile wrecks. So, you know, I hear these stories. Show me some evidence, show me some proof, show me some documentation, and we'll go from there.
Well,
I know it's hard to do. I get it.
Listening to your show, this first time I called in, I don't know, that story come to my mind.
I'm glad you did.
I would like to hear that story.
That's a great story. That's a great story, and you know, entirely true. So,
well, I can tell you right now, I know it's true.
Does that mean okay?
Went to church every Sunday. I never heard of a lie ever come out of his mouth or stretched his truth about anything. He saw it. That happened.
You said it. I appreciate the call, man. Call me anytime, all right?
Okay, Alan, I'll call back again.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Now. Yes, sir. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service is right here in Easton. They won't tell you any lies either. That's right. They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, the most honest dealership I've ever seen in my life. Just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and all the others, Spurry's Tire Service has a tire for your car, your truck, any make, any model, Corvette, Mini Cooper, Peterbilt, Triaxle. I don't care what it is. They've got the tires for it. No question at all. You're any maker model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard. Those big corn pickers and all that giant tire equipment that the farmers have, they've got trucks that go out to the farms and service those guys and take care of those tires. No question about it. And even your garden tractor, they'll take care of your garden tractor. They'll take care of your wheelbarrow. They'll take care of your trailer, your boat trailer, your motorhome that you pull behind your truck. They'll take care of your ATVs, your RTVs, UTVs, any kind of TV except your TV. Spurry's offers tire repair and full, and if your TV had tires on it, they'd have tires for that too. Spurry's offers tire repair, full service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on or that wrench shows up or some light comes on that's not supposed to be on, they'll check it out. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, and our family satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Spurry's tire service number in Easton is 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com. No appointment needed for tires. Call 410-822-7384 for Spurry's tire service. All right, listen up, waterfowlers. The Maxis 2 from Browning is the Ducks Unlimited gun of the year, and it's available at Clyde Sports Shop for you to go in there and throw one up to your shoulder. It comes in ARC camo, the Browning camo that they've created, a reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. Composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls, and a beautiful ARC camo. Here's another one, though, the Wicked Wing Vintage Camo A5. The A5 is a recoil-operated autoloader, super reliable duck hunting shotgun featuring the kinematic drive recoil operation, composite stock, Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and the barrel. It's got an oversized bolt release, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. An ABS is included with this vintage camo and bronze A5 Wicked Wing. You will enjoy this shotgun. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Your full-line Browning dealer can supply all your Browning firearms at your preference. High-powered rifles, sporting clay shotguns, 22s, shotguns, rifle, you name it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Baltimore, Maryland. Since 1957, they've been around. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, 6108. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. ClydeSportShop.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all hunting accessories. Clyde Sports Shop is your place to be. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumati products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, let's talk to our callers. Who's on the line there, Aaron? Okay, Gary, I just want to interrupt your call here for 1 second and tell people that they need to pray for our ally Israel. I don't know if you've heard this, but Israel has struck Iran overnight with a 140-plane barrage, hitting all the military targets that they can hit in the country of Iran. So it's on in the Middle East. Just thought you'd like to know. So what's on your mind there, Gary?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Got any tips on any rockfish in the bay?
Not many.
Yeah, I know.
Not many. They're quiet out there. I don't know if you heard the earlier caller said they've suspended all the charter trips out of the Southern Bay, which is highly unusual. You know, I mean, one of my best rockfish trips I ever took was with Captain Roy Leverone. Out of Chesapeake Beach way back. Took a November trip for rockfish. Beautiful football fish, fresh run from the ocean, sea lice in their gills, delicious fat fish, good eating, and it was in the middle of November. So I don't know what's going on with the rockfish.
Okay, what do you think about that big article that's out about the meeting about the...
Yeah, I read that on WBOC. There's probably going to be more restrictions coming next year, and they're going to cut both ways, recreational and commercial, from what I think I'm hearing. You know, here's what we can chew on this one. My buddy Chris said, shut down rockfish for 2 years. Remember, it was five last time, and
wow.
This is his suggestion now, and have the commercial watermen. Commercial and recreation, and have everybody focus on blue catfish. See what happens.
Yes, maybe a good idea.
You know, it might be a good idea. So,
right.
I like it.
All right. Well, enemy in the contest, and we'll see what happens.
All right, buddy. You're in it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller, Aaron. Joe in Graysonville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, I called to get the muzzleloader contest, and I asked you a question.
All right.
I got a 44-40.
Okay.
1800.
Right.
And it's a straight wall cartridge.
Yes, sir.
Can I use that for hunting deer then?
Yes, sir. 44-40, you can. If it's a straight wall cartridge, absolutely.
All righty.
No restrictions on caliber. The only restriction is it's got to be a straight wall caliber. A 44-40 certainly qualifies.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yep, I mean, 45-70, 450 Bushmaster, that's the one that people really ought to take a look at is that 450 Bushmaster. I have a 450 myself, a 450 Marlin. I mentioned it before, devastating. And I've taken several deer with it, including one that dressed out 193 pounds dressed out. So it does a very effective job.
Deer over Pennsylvania with that gun.
Well, there you go. What's it in? What gun is it?
It's a 18 something. It holds 16. one in the chamber and 15 in the tube.
Oh, man. Okay, lever action?
Yeah, lever action. 18, I think it's 1868 or something.
Yeah, is it a Winchester?
Yeah, it was my grandfather's gun.
Man, you got it. I hope you have plenty of ammunition for it. That's a great gun.
Well, I couldn't find none. And my son-in-law was at that Harrisburg show.
Yeah.
And he called me. He said, "What's them bullets you want?" And he said, "I'm right here, and the guy's got a whole box of them." He said, $40.
There, you made a great deal. 450 Marlins are $75 to $90 right now. So.
Yeah, there was 50 in the box.
Oh, 50. Oh, you made a great deal then.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I hope it shoots good, and I hope you do a nice job with it. And let me know. Report back, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thank you.
I killed a doe yesterday.
Did you with a muzzleloader?
Yeah.
Got it. Yep. All right. Well, finally, bucks are starting to show up on the property on our camera, so we're very happy. We had 5 different ones last night. So.
Yeah, last Wednesday, I seen a buck chasing 3 does all over the farm.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Time to get out there. It's rut time. I mean, it's a little early, but it's certainly worth taking a look. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right. You have a good day.
You do the same. Thanks.
Bye.
Right. Bye. All right, let's take our last commercial break for the day, and then we'll get out of here.
Right before we do that, our winner of the contest wants to say thank you.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. What a wonderful way to start the morning. I have never won in a contest.
Well, now you have. How about that?
And I'm a first-time hunter. I'm signed up for 2 weeks from now for the hunter safety course, so this is phenomenal. Thank you so much.
All right, well, good. I'm going to email you my phone number, and we can make that arrangement to grab the muzzleloader on your way by. I'll be up in Harford County probably Monday, but you might be working, so how about that?
Well, listen, there's no coincidences in life, in my opinion. I'm going to be in Snow Hill on Tuesday for work, so that's more convenient.
What time are you coming by Easton? What time do you get down the road?
In Snow Hill, I have to be there at noon, so any time after that.
Oh, you don't want to do it before?
Before that time?
Yeah, but I mean, you have to go through Easton. I could meet you in the morning if you prefer.
Yeah, whatever is best for you, but I can talk to you later.
Yeah, we'll call each other later. Okay, that sounds good, Christina.
Sure. Yep, thank you.
You're quite welcome. You have a great day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Bye-bye. How about that? Well, thank you very much. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 3 flavors. Molasses craze, apple craze, and cherry craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com.
Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea, or maybe lunch with two or three lions.
There we go. We're going to talk to the animals today. Hopefully, we'll talk with the CVA MR. We'll let it do the talking for us. I am looking to put a nice Sika deer in the freezer today. Hopefully, my host said that there's a number of good big stag or some stags, but a number of good hinds on this one spot where he's putting me. And I'll tell you more about that next week. After we talk, and I just thank people for their graciousness. My buddy Don took me out yesterday, a friend from 20 years ago back in the, you know, still a friend, but met him 20 years ago back at the Big Box when I worked there. And anyway, listen, there's the music. Please, 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 this week, if you haven't done it yet, compare the candidates in all the elected offices that we're voting for. We're voting for House and Senate, and we're voting for some local offices. We're voting for two amendments in Maryland. Vote your conscience on those. And compare, contrast, check their policies, and see who best represents you as a leader of the free world and who best will take care of our country and our citizens. All right, now it's time to say get out, stay out, have a wonderful week, hug your family, love the Lord. See you next week. Yep,